As next year's election approaches, people in some parts of the country are thinking not only about whom they'll vote for, but also where they'll vote. In a handful of communities, parents and educators say they no longer want school buildings used as polling places. They say inviting the public into schools on Election Day interrupts classes and can pose a security risk. NPR's Adam Hochberg traveled to Troutman, North Carolina, and has this report.
For the staff at Troutman Elementary School, about 30 miles north of Charlotte, one of the most stressful parts of the day occurs before classes start. In the parking lot each morning, school employees have the task of ushering inside 800 raucous children who arrive in buses or their parents' cars.
We gotta go, let's go! There goes the bell! Jump out, Jonathan. Look at Jonathan.
The job is nerve-wracking on any morning, but last Tuesday things were especially congested because the school gym was a polling place for a city election. Principal Reginald Brown not only had his usual parade of cars and minivans carrying children to school, but also had voters driving around looking for parking spaces.
This area will be congested just with the car riders. Leaving out the voters who are trying to come. And of course, the voters get mingled in with all the routine traffic, which is sort of orderly for us. It's high volume, but it's very orderly and supervised, but they fall into that and create a mess.
Even after the parking lot clears out in the morning, Brown says the election continues to disrupt the school day. Voters sometimes get lost in the building and wander the halls, and classes normally held in the gymnasium have to be moved.
Our PE teacher will teach 7 PE classes today somewhere. Typically in November, this time of year, she plans for the gym, of course. And there are ways to have PE in classrooms and things, but that's not the ideal place to have a really structured PE class.
Because of problems like that, teachers here have asked election officials to stop using the county schools as polling places, to use churches, community centers, or other buildings instead. That's becoming a common request from educators nationwide. In Ohio, Florida, and California, administrators and parents have raised concerns about school voting, and in New Jersey, the legislature's been asked to ban it. New Jersey Senator Joe Pelea, a former principal, says he proposed the ban because he worries about security when schools throw open their doors on Election Day.
And you're talking some places that have hundreds and hundreds of people coming in all day long. You know, you're talking a lot of people and about 1,000 people, who knows? And it's very hard to keep track of where they are in the building. And that's what always concerned me when I was the elementary school principal.
Still, Senator Pelea concedes his proposed ban is unlikely to pass the New Jersey legislature this year. Like similar proposals elsewhere, it faces strong opposition from election administrators who say they can't find other places to use as polls. Doug Lewis heads the Election Center, a national association of voting officials.
I think clearly we would not be able to run elections in America if we had to eliminate all of the schools that we use currently.
Lewis says schools are uniquely equipped to serve as polling places. They're easy for voters to find, have big rooms like gyms or auditoriums, and are accessible to the disabled. Lewis understands that elections can disrupt the school day, but he considers that the price of democracy. And he says he's never heard of a school anywhere having an Election Day security breach.
The schools have been reasonably able to segregate the elections use of buildings to the extent that it now does not cause a significant threat to the children. And certainly no one in elections is wanting to put children in jeopardy.
Lewis says some schools now simply cancel classes on Election Day, scheduling a teacher workday instead. That's what administrators are planning to do in Troutman next year. But Lewis says he has mixed emotions about the idea. While closing school can eliminate traffic and safety concerns, he says it denies children an educational opportunity to get a close-up look at the democratic process. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.